Molecular Gas in Z-6 Quasar Host Galaxies, by Roberto Di Cali et al. We investigate the molecular gas content of Z-6 Quasar Host Galaxies using the IRAM, Northern Extended Millimeter Array. We target the 3 mm dust continuum, and the line emission from CO, 6 to 5, CO, 7 to 6, Ki, 2 to 1 in 10 infrared luminous quasars that have been previously studied in their 1 mm dust continuum and key line emission. We detect CO, 7 to 6, at various degrees of significance in all the targeted sources, thus doubling the number of such detections in Z6 quasars. The 3 mm to 1 mm flux density ratios are consistent with a modified black body spectrum with a dust temperature TDIST 47 K and an optical depth TN equals 0.2 at the key frequency. Our study provides us with 4 independent ways to estimate the molecular gas mass, MH2, in the targeted quasars. This allows us to set constraints on various parameters used in the derivation of molecular gas mass estimates, such as the mass per luminosity ratios alpha CO and alpha Ki, the gas to dust ratio delta G, D, and the carbon abundance, CH2. Leveraging either on the dust, Colorado, Ki, or Ki, emission yields mass estimates of the entire sample in the range MH2 10 to the power of 10 to 10 to the power of 11 MSN. We compare the observed luminosities of dust, Ki, and CO, 7 to 6, with predictions from photo dissociation and X-ray dominated regions. We find that the former provide better model fits to our data, assuming that the bulk of the emission arises from dense NH greater than 10 to the power of 4 cm3, clouds with a column density NH 10 to the power of 23 cm2, exposed to a radiation field with intensity G0 10 cubed, in Habing units. Our analysis reiterates the presence of massive reservoirs of molecular gas fueling star formation and nuclear accretion in Z6 quasar host galaxies. It also highlights the power of combined 3 mm and 1 mm observations for quantitative studies of the dense gas content in massive galaxies at cosmic dawn. This was Molecular Gas in Z-6 Quasar Host Galaxies, by Roberto Di Cali et al.